Earlier this month, when Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg testified before Congress about his company's use of consumer data, he said, quote, "We do not allow hate groups on Facebook overall."
Well, that statement spurred one journalist to speak out. Jesselyn Cook is a reporter for The Huffington Post who spent the last several months being harassed on Facebook. After her picture was posted on a pro-Trump Facebook group, thousands of people have attacked her in really vile ways. The show's Lauren Gilger spoke with her about what happened to her and why she thinks it crossed the line from free speech to hate speech.
I woke up and I had a ton of friend requests on my phone from Facebook. I had this message request from this complete stranger, and he warned me that my photo was being shared in a Facebook group called Emperor Trump's Dank Meme Stash. It had over 72,000 members at the time, and he told me, well, he sent me screenshots showing a picture of me with the caption, "Huffington Post reporter, smash or pass," and just hundreds of really vile, disgusting comments talking mostly about whether or not men would want to have sex with me.
I know it must be sort of a surreal experience and difficult to describe, but what was your reaction? Like, what is it like to read some comments like that and to see the extent of this? This was women, this was men, this was a lot of people commenting and in such vile ways, like you said.
It was overwhelming. It was really disturbing. I don't know if it was all that surprising. We know what kind of nasty comments are made online. I guess I had never experienced it in a targeted way at this level before. So I would say overwhelming was kind of the first way I felt about it. It was just a lot to take in and very frustrating. And, you know, you feel kind of powerless when you're attacked in that way.
So what did you do? You first asked this person who had messaged you, right, to take as many screenshots of the comments and things that were there as possible. And then you reported them to Facebook. What did they respond by doing?
So Facebook responded a couple days later asking us for a link to the actual post with my photo, which we couldn't provide them with. It's a private group. I had no access to it. We made that clear to Facebook. And they essentially said, well, unfortunately, there's not a lot we can do. And that was the end of our communication with Facebook. We had a bunch of my colleagues reported the group to Facebook. And the response they got from Facebook was basically, some of the content in this group violated community standards. That was taken down, but the group would not be taken down. But, you know, I kept getting screenshots showing that my photo was still up. My photo stayed up for almost a week, so I don't know what content Facebook was referring to there.
Hmm. And you're still sort of getting harassed about this to this day, right? This isn't over?
No, the harassment has actually gotten a lot worse since I published the article, which was definitely what I was expecting. As a result of the article I published, this group, Emperor Trump's Dank Meme Stash, was finally removed 2 months after this incident happened. So those 72,000 members are obviously angry and have been sending me all kinds of nasty hate mail, but, you know, nothing I wasn't expecting and nothing I haven't seen before.
Yeah. So you did expect this response when you wrote the article, but tell me why in the end you decided to do that. What was the motivation for you?
You know, I think it was important to kind of hold Facebook to account for their lack of action in this case, because this isn't something that I've experienced alone. I was fortunate to have a platform to write about it, but this happens to people all the time. There are hateful groups, or it's transphobic or Islamophobic or just misogynistic groups. We know they exist. We know they're all over the place.
Right. So, but testifying before Congress recently, Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook, said, "We do not allow hate groups on Facebook." And I want to talk about your reaction to that in a moment. But let's start by talking about what we know about Facebook's internal content review process. Like, what happens when someone, like your colleagues did, flags a piece of content or a group as inappropriate?
Well, so Facebook's process for content review is largely driven by human effort. They have thousands of content moderators all over the world who are looking at this. There are more than 1 million pieces of content that get reported to Facebook for review every single day. So, of course, as Zuckerberg testified, they're never going to be able to hire enough moderators to look through all the content. He's trying to expand. I think they're bringing in, by the end of the year, 20,000 content review staff and security staff. But I think there definitely need to be better algorithms in place. There was an investigation by The Guardian last year called the Facebook Files, and it kind of exposed the internal guidelines that these content moderators use to make decisions. It's the set of rules that's constantly evolving, and it's not very consistent. It's very confusing, and often these people only have 10 seconds to decide whether to allow a piece of content or to remove it.
10 seconds?
Yeah.
Here in Phoenix, we've watched the trial of the Backpage.com founders. They were also the founders of the Phoenix New Times here. And that has sparked a lot of debate in Washington and also leads to this question of free speech, right? Of what is free speech on the internet and what are companies, platforms like Facebook, like Backpage, like Craigslist, required to do in terms of moderation? Given your experience, do you think that they should be doing more, that is not a violation of free speech, that they should moderate these things?
I certainly understand the debate over free speech. A lot of it was made in the comment section of my article. And, you know, I'm a journalist. Of course, I understand and I support free speech. But I think when it comes down to targeted harassment and bullying against an individual or a community, I really don't think that our social media platforms should have any tolerance for that. And Facebook's community standards say they don't, but my experience would prove otherwise.
Yeah, yeah. Now that you wrote the article, Facebook, like you said, finally responded and took this group down, but you're still being harassed. What would you like to see them do at this point to end this, to stop this sort of harassment?
You know, there's been a lot of conversation among experts that a broader solution to this problem, or at least a step in the right direction, is to have greater transparency for their internal content review policies, just to kind of make it clear to people what is allowed, what is not, why these decisions are being made, and to kind of ensure consistent enforcement and accountability. The content review guidelines that these hired moderators are using, we don't know what they are. We don't know what they look like. We've seen investigations, like I mentioned, by The Guardian that have shed a little bit of light, but they clearly don't align with the publicly advertised community standards.
That's Jesselyn Cook. She covers international news at HuffPost. Jesselyn, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.